This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Swung on, blasted, deep left field. Kepler's back, no chance. Game's over. Marcell Ozuna wins it with a walk-off two-run home run here in the bottom of the 11th inning. A no-doubter with nobody out, and he ends the marathon 4-2 Atlanta.
That's quite a way to start a Friday. Good morning, everyone. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the Phillies go down at 12:53 a.m. last night to the Atlanta Braves. Frustrating game. Left a lot of guys on base. The bullpen, they're going to give up runs at some point. I think they were bad last night, but obviously at the end, they gave it up. After Hughes' guy, Rojas, has the walk in the 11th to put him ahead, but a tough loss for the Phillies last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Can I just say this, man? Because I think it needs to be said. The last couple of days, like, I understand we talk sports for a living. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all need to calm down. Like, it's not that serious. We talk sports. We all love sports. We all have different opinions. Mm-hmm. But to say some of the mean and hateful things that people say to us on this station about how we operate and do things, I'm going to just say this. There's other stuff that's going on that you probably need to be up in arms about. But this is not it. You know, because you're getting all the, like, people sending all mean comments and saying mean stuff and stuff like that. Dog, what's wrong with you in your life where you got to get mad at somebody because they don't agree with what you're saying? Mm. I mean, seriously, dog. And, you know, I'm trying to be better about it, but I want all the smoke. I'm just saying. I just do. So let's just all take a deep breath.
Deep breaths.
And right now, while you're playing, this is probably – the only safe space that we have on this planet is sports. Mm-hmm. to be able to come together and act somewhat civil.
Somewhat.
You know what I mean?
Not
so just calm down, man, because like all that bravado and that smoke, like, seriously, you ain't that person in real life. Like, most of y'all ain't that cat. Like, to be talking about doing all this, that, and the third, ain't nobody built like that, man. Most of y'all ain't built like that. So just stop, man. Let's just go ahead and have fun. Take a deep breath. And let's just enjoy this Friday.
Well, let's do it. All right, it is a Friday. 215-592-9494. It's a Tri-Day Friday. We got a great prize to give away along with Tri-Day, which we'll get to in just a little bit. More on the Phils. They open a series at St. Louis tonight. That was a tough series loss because all the games were close. They had a chance to win all three. Unfortunately, the Phillies lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta.
You know what's funny? Because, and if y'all notice my shirt, shout out. I got my shirt, my Philly shirt.
Yep.
Philly Goat, mm-hmm. Right? You know, I got up this morning, and the first thing I did, I checked the box score.
Yeah, because you fell asleep. But most of us fell asleep.
Yeah, fell asleep because it was rain delay.
Let's be real. Yeah.
Now, how about I thought they won?
We're getting ready to do the show.
So
we're like, we'll start with the Phillies, and they had a tough loss. And he was like, well, they won though.
No, I was like, no, they won because you know how you, when I woke up, I looked at the clock, and I was like, it was 4-2, and I was like, oh yeah, and it said Phillies, all I saw was Phillies. It said Phillies lose.
That's a big
but
difference.
But I saw Phillies.
Opposite.
And so I said, you know what? I got my Phillies gear. I said, I wear my Philly shirt today because they won.
He came in with a smile on his face, and we burst his bubble. Phillies lost.
Wait a minute. They lost?
Yeah, they lost last night. All right, tough one. They're in St. Louis. We'll do more of the Phillies, especially Schwarber. Schwarber, another home run last night before the rain delay. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh, you and I usually don't talk about the Daily Douglas before you say it, right? You just say it. I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But maybe that was maybe it was appropriate today because I might upset people a little bit what I have to say here. I might just a little bit.
And I mean, it's okay to be upset, but to be with all the mean vitriol stuff to say. I mean,
I'm not trying to upset anyone. In fact, I'm trying to make the Eagles better, which is always my objective here. I'm trying to make the Eagles better. And Hugh, the reason I think some people may disagree, and I'm excited for some people to agree because I think this is the right move, is I'm going to start the show today by agreeing with something that Elliot Shore Parks said to us a couple days ago. You ready for this?
Yes.
Elliot Shore Parks was in with us a couple days ago, and he presented with us. Remember, we had him in, and we were about to say goodbye, or I think I was about to ask him a question. He said, can I ask you guys a hypothetical? And I said, sure. And Elliot Shore Parks said, hypothetically, would you trade the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter, the young pass rusher out of Penn State that's probably going to be a top two or three pick in the NFL draft? And I was kind of caught off guard by it because you hear that, right? The entire draft. And you're like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. But Hugh, I've been thinking about Elliot's hypothetical question us for two straight days. And the more I think about it, the more I would absolutely trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter. I'm all in for Abdul. I think about this draft, and I think the two best players by far are Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. I'm not sure on any of these quarterbacks. You know, Ward might be really good. He's going to go to Tennessee at one. But Abdul Carter looks to me like a special pass rusher, like a truly special one. Micah Parsons, Aiden Hutchinson, like some of the best ones that come out the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. He's in that mix. He is a local kid who is an Eagles fan. And I'm thinking about the Eagles. You always mention dollars and cents and salary cap stuff, right? You know, we've talked a lot on this station about Myles Garrett and we're on TJ Watt now. And you bring up a lot of stuff, Hugh, that's interesting with this because you always say, well, it's too expensive, right? They can't pay those players, so it's not worth going after them. Well, you know, you think about the rookie wage scale. For the next 4 years, the number two pick in this draft, let's just say two or three, right, if the Eagles had a trade up, is going to get a four-year, $39 million contract. Think about how cheap that is compared to
what you had to pay like TJ Watt or somebody.
Myles Garrett got a four-year, $160 million extension. That means Abdul Carter would cost about $10 million per year for the next 4 years. The best pass rushers in the NFL now cost $40 million. You're getting $30 million savings every year. I know it sounds crazy. I don't think it is. The Eagles have 8 picks in this draft. A first rounder, second rounder, third, all the last picks of those rounds, a fourth rounder, and then 4 fifths. Hugh Douglas, I would go Mike Ditka, Ricky Williams. If I'm the Eagles, if I'm Howie, I would call the Browns at 2. I'd call the Giants at 3, you know, whichever one is willing to talk. I would trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter. Hugh, you're a pass rusher. Don't forget that, Hugh.
No, I'm not.
Would you trade the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter?
I like Abdul Carter. I think he's a hell of a player. I think that he would fit good on this defense. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem, Joe, because just like Ricky Williams, you gave up a lot for him.
Yes.
And Ricky Williams had a really, really good NFL career.
He did.
But he didn't have the kind of career that lived up to what you gave up to get him. And see, that's the unfortunate thing about what you're saying. I mean, I think Abdul Carter's a hell of a player. But no matter what he does, unless he goes out there and he has like a 15 sack season right out the gate and be the dominant player on this defense and do all that other stuff, it's going to be hard to live up to giving up all the stuff that you gave up to get him. That's the unfortunate thing about that, because of all the potential people that you could have gotten for that one person. Now, there's, like, you know, they say no man's an island. He's a hell of a player, and I understand what you're trying to do because of the position we're in. We need a pass rusher.
And he'd be cheap.
He would be cheap because he fits the criteria. But to give up all of our picks to get one person.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, I just think about it like this. To put it in perspective, that's just like giving up all the picks for Quinyon Mitchell last year and not getting Cooper DeJean and Jalen Hunt. You know what I mean? Like two guys that contributed because we had the ability and the draft picks to get those guys. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that, you know, that's the guy that we want. But a lot of times, guys like that, not saying that he's one of them, but guys like that, man, unfortunately, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yes, unless it is. And I understand your point. And look, I get it. It's risky. Elliot said it the other day. It's been in my head for 2 days here. It's super, super risky. I mean, you're right, Hugh. If he doesn't live up to the expectations or he gets hurt, right, you've put all your eggs in this basket. But my goodness, what a basket it is. I mean, this kid might be the next great NFL pass rusher. Again, he's got ties to this area. He went to the Super Bowl as an Eagles fan. He wants to be here. Unfortunately, there's no way he slips to 32, even with the foot issue he had. 215-592-9494. I'm trying to make the Eagles better for right now and extend their window. Think about this. For the next few years, they'd have under rookie contracts Abdul Carter, Jalen Carter before they have to pay him, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Five young, special, you know, really, I think special young defensive players. They don't have to pay for a year, at least a year or two. And in Carter's case, 4 years. Let's hear Adam Schefter talking about the Eagles as a team to watch. We're less than 2 weeks to the NFL draft.
I think that they've got more firepower in this draft, or as much firepower in this draft as any team out there. And when you give a roster that's good enough to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, when you give a Super Bowl champion roster 20 draft picks in the next two drafts to go have fun with, you become a team to watch. And that's obviously not even factoring in their aggressive tendencies to begin with. So that to me is the team to watch, as always, on draft weekend.
I'm just thinking about Abdul Carter in an Eagles uniform. The team to watch. And Hugh, giving up eight picks for one is an incredible amount. But let's not forget they have 12 picks in next year's draft. So, like, we have next year's draft to keep adding all these extra pieces in. And you're right. You make a good analogy, right? If they had done this last year for Quinyon, maybe there's no Cooper DeJean. Maybe there's no Jalen Hunt, right? All that. But we've been talking about this a lot the last few days with how he's drafting. Eventually, he's going to miss on some of these guys, mm-hmm. right? So if they have eight picks in this year's draft, I don't know. He's going to miss on, what, three or four? Probably. Maybe. So, like, maybe three or four of those picks are they're just there. They're not going to become anything for the Eagles anyway. I'm doing this. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Vic Fangio. I also have his words in my head. He was at the Phillies game last week talking about all the Eagles have lost and how he's got to nudge Howie to go add talent now.
Hey, this year you had one of the greatest coaching turnarounds in NFL history from where the defense was at the end of last year, number one in the NFL. And then you see you're losing 6 to 7 guys of your defense. How tough a part of the business is that?
It's tough, but it's part of it. But It gives me an opportunity and a reason to wear out Howie. And he's got to find replacements for these guys now. Yeah, we lost five starters, and two of those guys, their backups we lost, too. So we lost a lot of players, but we'll find a way. And we got the draft coming up. Hopefully we'll get some guys there. And we got some young players that need the opportunity, and we'll find a way to get it done.
See, now we're talking here. We'll find a way. We'll get it done. And they're going to nudge Howie to add some talent here. 215-592-9494. Elliot said something to us the other day, which on the surface, you know, probably sounded crazy. The more I think about it, the more from Howie Roseman, I'm making the phone call to the Giants, to the Browns, 2 and 3 in the draft. I would offer the entire draft for Abdul Carter to bring that kid from Penn State to the Eagles. Kyle, where do you come down this morning as we are less than 2 weeks of the draft and there is a special player out there that I want the Eagles to go get? What are you feeling?
Jillio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'm in. Of course.
And this was an easy sell.
Yeah, like I want to win back-to-back Super Bowls. I don't think you're going to get too many or any really impact players for this season at pick 32 in the second round, the third round. You might get contributors, guys who can help around the margins and stuff like that. And that's fine for the future and in later years. But the one way that the Eagles can go win the Super Bowl, I've been trying to get this done all offseason, is by taking a big swing on a player. We didn't get any star players through free agency. We just lost guys. The defense has a lot of holes. Abdul Carter can come in here and contribute to a Super Bowl right away. Mm-hmm. Like, I need this to happen. We talked about T.J. Watt. We talked about Myles Garrett. Abdul Carter's more unproven than those guys, but he's a lot younger than those guys,
and
he's
cheaper.
Going to be cheaper. So I understand the whole idea of, you know, you can get your Mailata's in the seventh and stuff like that, but Jordan Mailata took a few years to really become the impact player that he is now. Like, I want immediate impact, and if that means we lose a lot of draft picks this season, all of our draft picks besides the one that we get to use to get Abdul Carter, then I'm in. Like, we almost, and Schefter made this point too, we almost have too many draft picks.
They do.
Like, and the roster is good. Like, make no mistake about it. We've complained this offseason about the roster and the players they lost. It's still a really good top of the NFL roster. There's going to be no room for all these rookies to fit on the team.
Off of that, of the 8 draft picks that I'm willing to give up for Abdul Carter, how many might not make the team? 3 just by accident?
Right. So, I mean, come on. We're all in for Abdul. This is a no-brainer here.
Some of us are all in for Abdul. Some of us are all in.
I don't agree with that. I just look at it.
Don't you like the alliteration, all in?
No, I like all in for Abdul.
That's what we do here.
But I think that you could still, because we still got to fill holes. We got to get a linebacker, which, you know, he feels part of that. But we still got to get another one because we don't know what's going to happen to Kobe Dean. We still got to get some secondary players. I like Abdul Carter. But this is a draft where I feel like you can get somebody that's just as good or comparable in this draft that you don't have to give up that much for.
To Abdul?
Yeah, I think so. Now, when you talk about the underwear Olympics and everything that he did in college, the combine, because that's what we're talking about, how he went to the combine and how he blew people away and
people
things
should call
like
it that more.
It used to be called the underwear Olympics. Because you was in your drawers. You took pictures in your drawers.
Well, the Tom Brady one, people still show that one.
You were in your drawers.
Yeah.
So people get enamored with that. And I think, and let's be honest, as fans, we watch – that's probably the most that we've seen from most of these players and highlights. Like, the scouts are the ones that have been boots on the ground, been watching this guy since he came into college and all that other stuff. Mm. And that's why he's graded the way he is. But the underwear Olympics is where they really shine and they really get excited about the 40 times and the shuttles and stuff like that. It happens every year. I'm playing chess. This feels like a checkers move to me because you're putting all your eggs into one basket hoping that this one basket, because of what you've been told by the scouts, works out for you. But he still got a foot issue. Still has a foot injury.
Yep.
That he did not have surgery on. I mean, and he says he's fine. I know he went to some alternative medicine and whatever, and his agent told him that everything was fine and everything's going to be okay. But that still could potentially be an issue moving forward. So now we didn't gave up everything for this draft pick, and he's not – ready to play during the season. The reason why he didn't get the surgery right now is because he knew that it would probably hurt his draft stock. That's why you wait. and you let teams speculate, and the team that gets you, if you have to have surgery, then they opt to have surgery. So it's a lot going on.
It's risky. I get it, but the upside is immense. I mean, I think he could be the best pass rusher in the league at some point. I mean, that's how good this player is. And I think he wants to be here again. He attended the Super Bowl as an Eagles fan.
I mean, yeah, and he probably, with his pops. Wouldn't he go with his pops?
He went with his pops. And today he's visiting the Giants. We're going to let him go to the Giants. I mean, it is ironic. Micah Parsons wants to be here. Obviously, he's wanted to be here his whole career.
Everyone wants to be here.
Yeah, well, that's true. But there's an irony to this. It's just weird. Parsons wants to be here. He's stuck with the Cowboys. Now, obviously, this kid, Abdul Carter, wants to be an Eagle. He's going to get stuck with the Giants. Get him here. Make the offer. I know it's risky, but if he works out, I don't think the risk is really – like, what are these players going to become in the fifth round? Maybe something.
When was Jalen Hurts drafted?
Third round. Mm. Third round. But half of their draft is in the fifth round. They literally have a ton.
Come on.
Wait a minute, what round did Dalk go in? When did he fifth round?
Second.
Dalk was a second round?
Yeah. They have four.
Does not. No, because I don't remember
what round. Narrative.
I was trying to fit my narrative. Ike was drafted in the fifth round, though, I think.
Hold on a second. Ike would trade himself for Abdul Carter.
No, he wouldn't.
I'm going to ask him today.
No, he wouldn't.
Ike wouldn't trade himself for Abdul Carter?
This is a true story.
He would do that in a heartbeat.
I remember seeing Ike play football his rookie. I was in Cincinnati for something the Wolverines, the Spartans.
He's going to beat you up.
But
for that.
I remember watching Ike pass rush because he was a pass rusher initially out of college. I mean, when he went to college, because he played his freshman year. I'd never forget that. And I was like, damn, that 44, he can pretty damn good.
And look who became Ike Reese.
He became a for real linebacker. Yeah.
You know who else would trade Ike Reese for Abdul Carter? Howie Roseman. He would. 215-592-9494.
100%, man.
Should the Eagles trade their entire draft? Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul Carter? I would do it. Elliot mentioned to us the other day. It's been stuck in my head. This draft is a weird one sitting at 32. We don't know what they're going to get. We don't know what's going to be there. I do know this. Abdul Carter is a special prospect, and I would do it today. Chris in Middletown. I got a feeling where Chris is going to go on this. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday.
It is a Fransky Friday. Scott will join us at noon, hopefully not too groggy after a long night in Atlanta last night. What's up, Chris?
Guys, what's up? I don't know why, but I got a little pep in my step for the show today.
Yeah?
I can't imagine why. Let's just move right into this, Hugh. Abdul Carter, all right? This guy's 6'3", 259. He's 20 years old. 20. Howie, do it, Howie. Sell out, Howie. Cash in for Carter. He is the modern
look at that alliteration right there.
Rookie Ricky Williams. You go get him. I could see the picture right now, like in my head on ESPN.
Comparison to
Ricky was good though.
Don't be mumbling.
My bad, dog. I know that irritates some folks, but they'll be all right.
Yeah, but all right, before Chris goes on, I agree with you that the Saints, it didn't work out for Ricky. Well, but wasn't that more the Saints' fault than Ricky? Ricky played well.
I understand it. He's coming to a better organization.
Yeah, they're set up to bring a great young player in.
And the expectations are going to be greater.
Yeah, but him and Jalen Carter, I mean, goodness gracious.
I mean, I hear you, but that I don't want to give up everything to get him.
Nah,
and there's other players in there.
Listen, the difference is he's coming to a loaded team that just won the Super
totally
Bowl.
Totally agree.
And brought back every single Pro Bowl and all pro player. That's the most important thing
totally agree.
What we brought back.
I got you.
Imagine this D-line. Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Abdul Carter. I mean, that would wreak havoc. His edge presence on that D-line would give you guaranteed 15 sacks out the gate. Because who are you gonna
double? You ain't worried about the foot.
No. Hey, listen, to the NFL – all of you 31 other teams, that foot's really bad. I got inside knowledge. You shouldn't draft him. Let him go, okay? So, now, go get him. And you know what? We are A-B-D-U-L Carter Eagles!
See, now we're talking there. The fact that we're now chanting A-B-D-U-L.
No, I tell you, I knew Chris was going to be all.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I took him first. I knew he was going to be all over that. He's a Penn State guy. 215-592-9494. Often when Elliot Shore Parks has an idea around here, it's like, are you kidding me? This one is stuck in my head. The Eagles don't have one obvious need, but they have a lot of space places, as Hugh mentioned, they can get better. Or they could cash this draft in for one great player. I think they're the right organization to try to do something like this. Go get Abdul Carter. It's probably going to be Cam Ward at one. Who knows who the Browns are doing at two? Who knows who the Giants are doing at three? If those teams are unsure of their pick and what they should do, offer the entire draft. I would trade the Eagles entire. To me, it's a no-brainer. I would trade the 1, 2, 3, 4, and take all four fives to get Abdul Carter. 215-592-9494. Would you do it? Would you do it for Abdul Carter? All right, we'll get you set up with Tri-Day next. Plus, just how good of a prospect is Abdul Carter? You got to hear this. We'll play you someone who you may not love the guy, but he does watch a lot of football. What he had to say about Abdul Carter, what his comps, and who he could be better than. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll come back. Your phone calls on this. We can talk some Phillies as well. Abdul Carter, though. Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft to get him? And Tri-Day, we'll tell you about our prize and what we're looking for today. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.